Blog Talk Radio.
Yes, me again, and I'm back.
Thank you guys for tuning in to the show, and welcome to this show. You're listening live to the Frank Williams Show, and I'm your host, Frank Williams. Welcome to the show, guys. The call-in number is 818-301-5834. That's 818-301-5834. Now, before we do anything today, I have to apologize to my sponsor because I didn't send out my sponsorship on yesterday. The show got so crazy yesterday that I didn't get a chance to promote my sponsor, but here they are. This show is sponsored by CPA on Duty. For all your tax or accounting needs, call the certified public accounting firm of CPA on Duty. You can reach them at 770-732-0244. Whether it's personal taxes, personal accounting, corporate taxes, or corporate accounting, even IRS issues, the professionals at CPA on Duty can help you with any and all of your concerns. Give them a call today, 770-732-0244. Now, guys, I promote the show daily on Twitter, Facebook, and, of course, Blog Talk Radio. Those of you who are listening on my show page online at Blog Talk Radio, thank you guys for tuning in to the show. And if you are on my show page, you should see an icon there that says follow this show. Go ahead and click on that icon and set that up however you want in order to be able to follow the show. And then on Facebook, you can follow us on Facebook. You can go into your Facebook account and type in The Frank Williams Show. And our show page will come up there. Go ahead and do your thing there and become friends of the show. Now, we do have a Twitter. You can follow us on Twitter at The Frank W Show. Twitter at The Frank W Show. So whether you're on Twitter, Facebook, or Blog Talk Radio, you should never miss an episode of the show if you don't want to. Okay? So again, guys, thank you for listening in. 818-301-5834. Beautiful, beautiful Friday. It's still beautiful outside. I'm going to go out after the show, and I'm going to do some things in the yard. Not anything like that. I'm not cutting grass or planting flowers or bushes or anything like that. But I am going to cook. I'm going out in the yard and cook this evening. So that should be good. Today was about 78, 79 degrees. Nice. And tomorrow's going to be the same way, 78, 79 degrees and nice. Sunday, all weekend, it's going to be great. All weekend is going to be great. Excuse me. Okay, so if you have anything planned for the outdoors this weekend, you picked a great weekend, okay? Also, this may be, and mark my word on this, this may be the last weekend of this kind of weather for, you know, until next spring or so. So you guys have to enjoy this and have a great time. Now, I do have some friends that are going to the Georgia game this weekend, Georgia versus LSU. I don't think they have tickets to the game. As a matter of fact, I know they don't have tickets to the game, but they're just going to blend in with the crowd and tailgate, okay, which is kind of, you know, it's something to do anyway. But it's, you know, it's major crazy in those football towns like the University of Georgia on football Saturday. So these guys are going in, and they're going in with their armor on, and they're going to get in there, and they're going to have a good time. So, guys, I know you guys are listening to the show. I hope y'all have a good time, a great time on tomorrow. Be careful, for sure. That's the number one thing, is being careful, watching your back and watching each other's back, because I'm sure there are some crazies that's going to be at the game. Anyway, and we're going to watch it. I know Georgia's going to blast LSU, and we're going to watch the beatdown tomorrow. I think the game is at 3:30. So, guys, tune in to that game tomorrow, all right? Anyway, Free for All Friday today, guys. Today's show is called Free for All Friday. What's Free for All Friday? Free for All Friday is, it's just what it says. All the lines are open. All the lines are open for you guys to call into the show, and you can talk about anything you want. Now, on yesterday, I had a big show on yesterday, okay? The show was called Honey, Are You There? Are You Ready Yet? Honey, Are You Ready Yet? That was the name of the show. And the show was okay. I had a caller to call in, and once that caller called in, things got kind of crazy. I know I got off point on the show, but sometimes it happens like that, okay? But no big deal. Everybody was cool. Everything worked out, okay? So, but it was a big show. I had a lot of people up on the show on yesterday, and it was fun, okay? 818-301-5834 is the number to the show. Free Fall Friday is where we are today. So all lines are open, guys. If you want to call in and talk, this is your show today. You can call in and talk about whatever you want, okay? Just call in and press one, and we'll go from there, okay? Now, I know I have a lot of listeners here in Atlanta, and I know you guys have been hearing about the wild hogs or wild boars or something that were out in the neighborhood out in East Atlanta. I think it's Lithonia or something like that. I'm not real sure, but I think it was in a neighborhood in Lithonia. Anyway, when I saw a video of it on yesterday, day before yesterday, I saw a video on it. And, you know, of course, people were scared to come outside. But they were videoing through the window out, and they were videoing these hogs. And these hogs were huge. It was four or five of them, and they were huge. And from the looks of it, a couple of guys who hunt and stuff like that, I mean, they look like anywhere from 300 to 400 pounds. Okay, that's a lot of meat. All right, but what was, you know, what I was kind of upset about, or maybe not upset, but you know, things happen like this. Okay, and they will probably keep happening for a long time. Been happening forever, all my life. But they had on the news, they were interviewing this guy who's, you know, he's African American, and he hunts. He and his friends, they hunt for hogs. Okay, this is what they do. They like to hunt hogs. Okay. And so when they found out about this, they went into the woods where these hogs came from, and they buried corn and all this kind of food and stuff they dug holes and dropped stuff in there, because once they smell it, then they'll be drawn back into the woods. And he said that at that point, when they go back into the woods, then he bring his dogs in, and his dogs would trap them or get them to a point where they're just sitting there, and that's how they catch and kill these hogs. But then they said that they didn't want the dogs, they didn't want the guys to bring their dogs in and kill the hogs, because that was "quote unquote inhumane to bring the dogs in and let them kill these hogs." But there was also a report that one of the hogs chased one of the kids. Okay, they're chasing the kid because this was early morning and the kids were going to get on the school bus, and one of the hogs chased the kid. Now, y'all tell me this. If it's inhumane to bring these dogs in and kill these hogs, I guarantee you it wouldn't have been inhumane to do it if one of these hogs had got a hold of one of these kids and bit one of these kids. Now, they said they didn't want the guy to bring his dogs in. They were going to bring some trappers in with traps to catch these hogs. Now, I don't hunt. I'm just a fisherman. I don't hunt, okay? But I inherited a bunch of guns and rifles and pistols when my dad died. So I inherited that stuff. But what I was saying is that this is what these guys do. They kill hogs. Now the hogs would come in and they got you guys trapped in your homes. You don't even want to go outside because these huge hogs are in your yard and you don't know what they'll do. Okay, you don't know what they'll do. And the boars, they said they had two boars out there. Now the boars, the boar hogs, they have these little tusks that stick out the side of their mouth. Probably about 5 or 6 inch tusks that stick out of the side of their mouth. And they're sharp. Okay? If you saw one of those in your yard, you wouldn't want to come out the house either. I understand that. Okay? But why do you want to trap them and put them back out in the woods, okay, instead of where they may come back out of the woods, and they may come back with a couple of more friends? Why wouldn't you want these guys to kill these hogs and get rid of them for good? And a lot of stuff, you know, I'm not one of those guys that go black and white and this and that, but, you know, let these guys go in there and do their thing. They aren't, you know, the county comes in and say they're inhumane. I don't get that. You know, let the guys do it. Let them get a little pub on TV. Let them handle that stuff. They want to do it, let them go do it. But they want to bring traps in for the hogs. And then they want to take them somewhere and release them. I don't get that. Okay? Somebody tell me. Somebody tell me if I'm wrong. 818-301-5834. I have a caller from the 404 area code. The first three digits are 328. Caller, you're live on the show with Frank Williams. Go ahead with your comment or whatever you want to say.
Hey, Frank, I just wanted to update you that on the news today, they actually said that they hired some Northwest exterminating company, some type of big extermination company they hired. And these guys came in there and they killed the hogs. That's what they said on the news today. I was like, so why'd you let them come in here and kill the hog and you didn't let these other guys a couple days ago who were up here ready to do the same thing? So they hired some company, and that's exactly what they did. They said they ran them back into the woods and killed them. That's what they reported on the news. So I thought that was pretty bizarre.
Yeah, I mean, that, you know, and so now Northwest Exterminating came in and killed the hogs. So, you know, I don't know what they're going to do with the hogs now that they've killed them, but I also heard from some guys that hunt that this is, you know, this is some of the best meat, best eating that you can have. So, you know, why not let these guys go ahead and do their thing and kill the hogs and take them wherever and you be done with it?
It's probably some type of contractual thing.
You had to pay, huh?
Yeah, it's probably, you know, you're dealing with government or something. It's probably some type of contractual thing, and they worried about insurance and lawsuits. You know, it's a whole bunch of red tape. So, but anyway, I just wanted to say that they did actually kill the hogs. I don't know why they were talking about it was going to be inhumane for the dogs to do it, and they let these guys come in and kill them.
Yeah, I don't. I don't get it, but yeah, okay. Thanks for calling into the show. Now, at the same time, you know, that's just me. I guess, you know, I may see things different from the way you guys may see them or whatever, but I mean, if that hog had bitten one of those kids, then what would have happened then? See, now, if a hog was out in my neighborhood and chased my kid, he going down. Police can come and give me a ticket or something later, whatever. But if a hog was in my yard and chased my kid, and I knew about it and I'm at home, I'm killing that hog. And I'll probably go over to your yard and kill his friend. Okay? So, you know, I just don't understand it. Okay? That's just something I wanted to get off my chest. Because I think I was sitting in the barbershop watching TV when it was on the news and when the guys were in there. And, you know, they used their you know, bait and food or whatever to bury and trying to lure the hogs in. And then all of a sudden they're going to come in and say, well, you can't bring your dogs in to get the hogs. You know, well, we done use $100 worth of food out here trying to get these hogs to come in the woods. And then you come tell me, y'all don't need my services. Come on, man. I don't know. I don't know the circumstances behind it or anything. I'm just telling you how I feel about it. Okay? 818-301-5834 is the number to the show. You know, at the same time, I guess the people in the neighborhood are relieved. But I guarantee you, on Monday, or even today, or ever since they saw these hogs, they're going to be watching for these hogs, okay? They're going to be watching for these hogs to come back in their neighborhood, because I think only four or five of them showed up and were visible in the neighborhood. But I guarantee you, there are more of them in those woods, for sure. You know, they may follow their same path back out into the neighborhood. Okay? So, and then on the, you know, on the flip side of that, I guess these guys who hunt are saying, hey, where is this neighborhood? Because, you know, these woods in this neighborhood, we need to try to get up in there and do some hunting and find some more hogs up in that neighborhood. Because, hey, like they say, that is, you know, probably some of the best eating that you'll ever have from a hog, pig, whatever you want to call them. I call them oversized pigs. You know, so, you know, hey, we're going to go in there and hunt. I'm sure some kind of ordinance where you can't, you know, hunt in certain places, but, you know, hey, people break the law all the time. But again, for me, I would have been outside blasting at these hogs. Anyway, and neighbors probably would have called the police on me. Said, hey, my neighbor out here shooting these hogs. Yeah, I'm shooting them. He chased my kid. Y'all with me? Yeah, I mean, are you going to just stand around and watch a hog go after your kid? Your kid terrified? No, I'm not. There's no way. I mean, if a hog got after you, you'd probably be terrified. Okay? But all I'm saying is, you know, these people in this community, I know there are guns in that community. Out of all these houses in that community, I know there are some guns there. Okay? man, get these hogs out your yard. Shoot them, shoot at them, something. I would have blasted them. Tell you about me. I would have blasted them. I mean, I hate squirrels. Squirrels in my yard, they come on their back, on the back deck, and, you know, they come up right up to my sliding glass door on my back deck. They come all the way up there. Then they get in my flower pots and they scratch and tear up my flowers. So now I own a pellet gun, and I'll shoot them as soon as I can. If I can get to my pellet gun and I see them, I'll shoot them. So I don't have that squirrel problem anymore. Y'all with me? 818-301-5834 is the number to the show. Now, I only have about a minute left in the show, guys, but again, today is Friday. I won't be on the air over the weekend. You know that. But believe me, you do be safe over the weekend. Take care of yourself. Take care of your families. And remember, watch the Georgia game tomorrow. Watch them kick butts. Kick on the LSU Tigers. Watch them kick on them tomorrow. Check them out. All right? So, again, guys, thank you for listening to the show. Take care of yourselves. Have a super weekend. And I'll see you not early, but same time on Monday, 5:30 p.m. Monday. I'm going to have a terrific show. It's Frank. I'm over.
You want me to stay? I'll be around to stay. Available for you to see. I'm about to go, and then you'll know for me to stay. I got to be me. You'll never be in doubt. That's what it's all about. You can't take me for granted and smile. Count my dreams. I'll be gone for a while. When you see me again, I hope that you have been the kind of person that you really are now. Got to get in straight. How could I ever be late when you're my woman taking up my time? Oh, how could you ever allow? I wonder how I'll get out of pocket.
Number one's gonna be number one.
Number one. If you'll see me again, you have been.
I know you really are now.
I'm over
here walking.
You really are now.
I'm coming in the driveway in 2 minutes.
All right. I'm coming out. All right. All right.